It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. Let's dive into it. First off, updates on the Biden crime family and then the realities of the Democratic Party with Cuomo out there making the pitch to people that, you know, he would have been in a position to run. That's right. He would have been in a position to run against Biden in this election, which would seem to be rather bold. But when you understand what the plan is here, what the plan has been all along, it actually makes some sense. So we're going to dive into it. Let's do it. First up, Biden, the Biden crime family. You have James Comer out there. Here he is saying the Bidens have two problems, the crime and the cover-up.
We're working with Judiciary Committee. Jim Jordan's really investigating the Department of Justice more than we are. He's on the Oversight Committee, so we're coordinating everything. We communicate daily. You got two problems here for the Bidens. You've got the crime and the cover-up. And I'm focused on the crime. Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee's focused on the cover-up. We're going to work together in our efforts to hold this family and this administration accountable for wrongdoing.
Okay. Now, yes, that's all true. But they're never going to get the DOJ to move on Biden. And it's not even clear they could move on Biden, given that he is the president right now. And they're just going to put up this wall, which is what we talked about the other day of, oh, it's not Biden's fault. He didn't know. And he just loves his son. And his son is an addict. And his son didn't know. So, yeah, that's where all of that is. Right. That's how all of that shakes out. They're not going to be able to bring Biden down. I mean, here's Comer saying that it's the lies never stop, which is also true.
When I said the laptop was legitimate, they said it was Russia disinformation. When I said they said that Joe Biden had never met with or spoke to any of these people that sent his family money. Through our 7-month investigation, we've proven he met with and spoke with every single person. We've proven that most of the money happened while Joe Biden was vice president. We've proven that the Biden family got millions of dollars from China, even when he lied to the American people in the Trump debate and said his family never took a penny from China. I mean, the lies that we've exposed are never ending.
So the lies never stop. Yes, but that's how the Democrats roll. That's not going to change anytime soon. There's nothing about that we can look at and say, you know what? Enough is enough. The Democrats are willing to push aside this decrepit incumbent president and do something else. It's just not going to happen. Joe Biden is the incumbent, and he is their guy for this election. I think that's increasingly clear. I've been saying it on this podcast series for a long time, as you know, gotten a lot of heat from people. They're like, oh, no, it's going to be Newsom. It's going to be Michelle Obama. No, it's going to be Joe Biden, barring a major health issue, a true major health issue, which could happen to anyone at any point in time. But when you're in your 80s, obviously, it is a much more likely scenario that health could fail in a major way. So you have Joe Biden, more information coming out about, you know, the money, and it's all about repayments of loans. Where's the original loan? I would ask that question. That this week there was something about how Biden, you know, in the finances, Joe Biden got money, but it was repayment of a loan. Where's the original loan? It just doesn't hold together, folks. It doesn't make any sense. But they were trying to, almost like a mafia boss needs to be far enough away from the realities of the, you know, the real getting the hands dirty stuff so that he can't get sent away for it. You know, hey, do the thing with the guy for the thing, you know, and then it's like, oh, I didn't give the order for, you know, that mob hit. Right. This is Joe Biden was the front man in a sense, and he was what they were selling. But the people who were doing the selling, namely, you know, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's brother, they the other people who were Hunter Biden's business partners, they were the ones making the day-to-day decisions on the ground, if you will. And so that way Joe Biden is somewhat insulated. Where did all the money come from for all these homes Biden has, and, you know, millions and millions of dollars and paying all these expenses? That's not something that they're going to look too deeply into. But as I've said all along, Democrats, corruption doesn't bother them at all as long as it's their team in power. They wouldn't even care. It would not bother Democrats one bit if they found out that Joe Biden had gotten directly a check for $10 million from a Chinese Communist Party cutout. They want Joe Biden. If it's that or Donald Trump is president, they don't care. It's Joe Biden all the way. That's not like it would change any of their minds. I mean, what I'm really saying is even a smoking gun situation of Biden corruption wouldn't really change anything for Democrats. And you'd say, oh, but what about independents? Then won't Republicans win? No, because the media will just lie about it. They'll say, that's not a smoking gun. That's a piece of artwork. That's a replica of a firearm that has, you know, false smoke coming out of it. It's a projection. It's a 3D image. It's a mirage. It's an NFT, whatever. That doesn't matter. They'll just lie about it, just like they lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. So that's why when we talk about a smoking gun, people say like, oh, well, when that happens, there's, as far as Democrats are concerned, there's no such thing. They will go Clintonian on this, meaning, well, that depends on what the meaning of is, right? Remember that? They'll just say, yeah, no, I don't see any smoking gun. I don't even see what you're talking about. And they absolutely will not care. There is no level of Biden corruption that could be exposed that would change Democrats' opinions of how they would vote when it comes to Biden and Trump. You would see almost no change at all. I mean, I think you would see a 99% continued support for Joe Biden, even if there was something that showed that, yeah, this guy was just getting payoffs from foreign governments to sell influence. Because you know what the Democrats would also say? Did he do anything? Did he do anything in favor of those companies? Oh, okay. Well, that certainly wouldn't be the standard under Donald Trump, right? Well, where's the quid pro quo? It certainly wouldn't be the standard. They were running stories in the Washington Post on how Trump was corrupt through the emoluments clause of the Constitution because there were foreign dignitaries who would eat meals at the Trump Hotel. Think about that for a second. You sit down, you have a steak at the Trump Hotel. You spend, you know, $80 on it or something, whatever it was. And you know, you get your tab. What do you think happens then? You spend $100 at the Trump Hotel. You think you get to walk over to the White House, bang on the door, be like, I spent $100, so sign the treaty. No. Right. That's idiotic. But these are the kind of arguments that were being made about Trump. Very different when they're making arguments about Biden. Look, this could not come at a better time for our country. I'm speaking of a new company with a new membership officer. It's called Patriot Defender. It's legal defense for you and me, the kind we need most. It's no cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. If you speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates and suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. If your right to free speech is denied and you suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. The company is called Patriot Defender, and their website is patriotdefender.com. Very soon, they'll be able to provide this membership in your state if they're not already able to do so. So go check it out. PatriotDefender.com. Patriot Defender will provide both open and concealed carry self-defense and your right to defend yourself and your family when you need to. They'll provide you with IRS audit assistance. If your business, your income, or your reputation are harmed due to the weaponization of government entities, and we've seen plenty of those occasions, you have no cost defense from Patriot Defender. I'm such a believer in this kind of defense. I'm a partner in this business myself. The website is PatriotDefender.com. That's PatriotDefender.com. And this is something you just need to have. Need to check it out. PatriotDefender.com. All right. Cuomo. Governor Cuomo. Remember him from New York State, Governor Cuomo? He was doing presentations during COVID like this. Well, what do I mean by presentation? By presentation, I mean he would have the slide up on the screen. And he would say, look at the numbers, high numbers, a lot of COVID. We need ventilators. Turns out ventilators were actually horrible and killed a lot of people. But we need, you know, they'll bring the COVID numbers down. I'm giving you a daily update. He was horrible on COVID, but they didn't fire him for that. They fired him because he touched the stomach area of a woman on his security detail and kissed another one on the cheek, I think, at a wedding or something like that. Nothing that anybody, I think, ever heard. And they said, oh, my gosh, that's super serious. But that's why they got rid of him. And he's out there now trying to make a bit of a comeback. Here he is saying that if he were still in the mix as governor of New York, he'd actually be running against Joe Biden.
What Biden's calculus was, he was accused of Tara Reid. Other women came out. He smelled my hair, etc. He wanted quickly to distance himself from this, which is ironic because the same attorney who represented the Tara Reid case is the main attorney who drove this case against me. And he could have said, you know what? I went through this. Let's take a deep breath and actually get the facts before we ask a governor to resign.
So would you be running against him right now? If
probably.
You would, even yes. With him sitting in office?
Probably.
And you think some other Democrat should do that?
I think there should be a Democratic candidate.
Now, my friends, that's interesting, isn't it? If he could make a comeback, or rather, if he were in a position to make a run at the presidency, the comeback might come later. He says he'd be willing to do so. That's shocking, isn't it? That's pretty amazing stuff. It means that he thinks he could be a part of the new Democratic Party realignment that may come if Biden loses. You know who I think is very much hoping that there's a Biden loss here? Clay and I have talked about this on the radio show. He says Newsom. I totally agree with that. I think Cuomo wants Biden to lose as well. Because if Biden loses, you got to remember, there's all these people around him in the Biden orbit and the Obama holdovers from the Obama administration. They're out of power, right? They're not able to sort of ensconce themselves deeper into the system over 4 years. And so you could have a whole new apparatus on the Democrat side, a Newsomian apparatus, a Cuomo. These are hard ones to do. Cuomian apparatus, Cuomoian. You could have these Democrats in an open 2028 field, again, assuming Trump wins, trying to create their own dynasty. So I think that's a big part of what Cuomo is trying to gear up for here. And we'll absolutely see more of that in the days ahead. Look, have you ever been to Belize, my friends? It's an amazing country. It's fun. It's beautiful. It's really, a great value. You should check it out. Belize is fun because you can float through caves down a jungle river. You can climb an ancient Mayan ruin. Swim with nurse sharks and rays. It's just a couple of hours from a lot of major U.S. cities like Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, and Houston. You can enjoy rainforest and white sand beaches in the same day. But don't take my word for it. Go check it out. Learn a little bit about this wonderful country. I'm sure you're going to want to visit and maybe you want to invest in some property there. Go check it out. BelizeIsFun.com. That's the website. BelizeIsFun.com. Thanks for hanging for the Buck Brief. Have a great weekend. Shields high.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's framebridge.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.